Hi friends, you're listening to How to Go Vegan podcast. My name's Trish Roberts. I like the idea of going vegan, but isn't it difficult to be vegan? Living as a vegan, especially for those of us in the developed world, is much easier than it is commonly perceived to be. As we wrote back in 2012, quote, "During the past few years, the call to reduce our consumption of animal products has grown tremendously. Vegan recipe blogs have proliferated into the hundreds, if not thousands. Both the number and the variety of vegan items available in stores and online are increasing annually. New vegan businesses are opening and thriving more than ever, including cafes, bakeries, restaurants, grocery stores, clothing stores, online boutiques, and even retreat centers and B&Bs. Yes, there's never been a better time, and as the demand for vegan alternatives grows, it's only going to get even easier. There certainly is an initial learning period during which new habits are established, and the vegan newbie might be surprised or even shocked to learn where certain animal products find their way into our lives, but each time we pass up on a non-vegan item in favor of a vegan alternative, or even in favor of no alternative, as many of us have done many a time, we can feel strengthened by our knowledge that we have not sacrificed our covenant with the animals for something as trivial as taste, habit, comfort, or convenience." Thanks to Angel Flynn, Director of Outreach at Gentle Will, for the kind permission to read these frequently asked questions and also to share some of the essays from Gentle World. And as usual, please read my disclaimer about external sites, social media sites, groups, organizations, individuals, books, products, etc. that may be mentioned on this site. Thanks for listening. Till next time, bye for now.